keep crawling back to you.
Hey, this is Andy Powell of Wishbone Ash. You're listening to Courts in Session with my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Turn up that radio.
One's called Sometime World.
Oh, yeah. That's new live music from the archives from Wishbone Ash. New album's called Live at the Capitol Theater 119-1974. Wishbone Ash is going strong. They are coming to the Kent stage in Kent, Ohio. Not a bad road trip from Pittsburgh. I've done it many a time. I'm going to be there November 14th. Wishbone Ash at the Kent stage. Sometime World. Name of the red track. Before that, going out to Tommy and Blawnog's request for Tom Petty, Crawling Back to You from the Wildflowers album. And that is from the Wildflowers box set that they remastered. I gotta tell you what, that vinyl sounded amazing. Sounded like Tom was singing right here in the studio next to me. Live Jackal from the Live in Dallas album, I Stand Alone, going out to Billy and Green Tree. Brand new music from Tuck Smith and Restless Hearts, Trouble Paradise. Gave away a pair of tickets. Gave two pairs of tickets away. We're going to give away a couple more next week, October 12th at the Craft House. We open it all up. A little story about Bob and Glenda getting married and Dennis DeYoung being part of it. How cool is that? Dennis DeYoung with a symphony backing him, covering track he had big success with Styx with. Of course, Sailing. So 80 million adults in America have prediabetes. In other words, one in three adults in this country are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. But the good news is, drumroll please, prediabetes can be reversed. Even if you're busy, it takes less than 1 minute to know where you stand. There's no excuse. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take the short online test. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. All right, so the great Uriah Heep has a new single out. It's a little different. They've teamed up with another band called Think Positive. And again, I'm going to warn you, this is a little different. But what they've done is they've taken their classic track, Lady in Black. And if you're a Uriah Heep fan, of course you know that. That's one of the highlights of every show they ever perform. I'm talking about this track. You know the track I'm talking about, Lady in Black. So this is brand new. Give me a call here at the station. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Lady in Black, Uriah Heep, Think Positive. New music, classic artists you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio.
call me at midnight or 2 a.m. Even 5 in the morning. At midnight or 2 a.m. Even 5 in the morning.
Here's another blast from the faces past, and Mac is going to bring this one in.
Store day release earlier this year, Silicone Grown, with Ian McLagan from his old band The Faces, and of course The Small Faces before that, singing lead with Woody. Lots of fun right there. Lots of fun tonight. Thank you for the great calls. Had an absolute blast. Missed out on a few calls tonight. We're going to make up for that next week, so make sure you tune in next Thursday. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Courts in session is now. Courts adjourned. Let's get back together next Thursday night at 8. And we're going to close out. If I didn't play this song, I think you guys would murder me. Most requested song this week, and it's been building. We've been playing this for weeks, and it's just, we've been like a slow-moving train, just catching more and more calls. We're going to close with the latest from Neil Young and his latest band, the Chrome Hearts. Big change is coming. Been on our top 10 list for the last couple weeks. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, reminding you to take care of each other, be kind to each other, and be proud to be American. Good night, Pittsburgh.
Pinckney Hall on WRCT Pittsburgh, broadcasting from the beautiful campus of Carnegie Mellon University. The song you just heard was Freedom, It's a Constant Struggle. I'm sure you figured that out. It was from the Folkways album by Barbara Dane and the Chambers Brothers. That's how we're starting the show off today. What we're going to do with the rest of the show is play songs... songs by women in honor of International Women's Day, which is coming up in a few days. Wednesday, maybe? I think it's Wednesday. I haven't looked at the calendar, but I think that's it. Okay, so before we get on to that, let me give you a couple of public service announcements. Imagine living in a world where you feel it's better to hide from the truth than face reality, where it's easier to bite your tongue than speak your mind, where you gladly give up your freedom because acting on your own is too scary, and where avoiding conflict, no matter how unpleasant things may be, is easier than embracing change. It's scary, but it's real, and it affects millions of us every year. Because this is what it can feel like to live with an alcoholic. Anger, fear, embarrassment, hopelessness. but there is a way out. We're Al-Anon family groups, and we know what it's like. To locate an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen group in your community, call 888-4-AL-ANON. That's 4-A-L dash, well, you don't do the dash, A-N-O-N. Or visit, and here you do the dash, alanon.alateen.org. To help them, you have to help yourself first. Okay, one more. I'll do a short one. 86 million adults in America have pre-diabetes and are at risk of type 2 diabetes. It only takes one minute to know where you stand. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take the short online test. Okay, those are your PSAs for the next hour. And we will be here for an hour, and then Zombo will come in and give you a fine dose of Zombo in your brain. And let's see, we got everything queued up. Here we go.
My mama's every word, gonna sing them out loud and conquer the world. All them faces on the pictures up there makes me remember when my table was bare. Living at my mama's house, taking food from my family's mouth before the money came. I was singing R&B back in 62 before you were born, and your mama too. I knew David Ruff when he was sober, sleeping on my floor before we crossed over. All my friends on the Grammy show. I was stuck in Detroit trying to open doors. Record deals kept falling apart. One with Atlantic nearly blew my heart. Before the money came, I got a lot to say. So proud I was built this way. Some folks didn't see my worth. If I got me a gig for 50 bucks, now I got all these big decisions to make. Never thought success would be hard to take. Shoes on my feet, more in the closet. Silk on my skin, more if I wanted. All these years I kept my style. I wouldn't cross over, so it took me a while before the money came. Hey!
she spit it snuffin' boogie dram on dram. The baby king and Jimmy Ray rock on that. And that's why they say I'm different. And that's why they say I'm strange. I'm talking about Big Mama Thump.
Talk about it, talk about it.
I'm talking about Lightning Hopkins.
Taught me how to cook, but my brother, now my brother. My daddy never taught me to succeed, but my brother, he taught me how to turn the other cheek.
Thank you. Putting all his pictures and his clothes in my bag and threw everything out till there was just nothing left. And I paid all the bills about a month too late. It's a shame we have to play these games. The love we had just fades away, fades away. To the last time for all the hard times. When you go, then everything goes from the crib to the ride in the clothes. So you better let them know that if he mess up, you gotta hit him up. Hey, ladies, when your man wanna get bug wild, just go back and hit him up style. Get your hands on this cash and spin it to the last time for all the hard times. When you go, then everything goes from the crib to the ride in the clothes.
And that was the Carolina Chocolate Drops doing Hit 'Em Up Style off of, I think it was their third CD, Genuine. I know the title, just so know it's the third, Genuine Negro Jig. Before that, we had Annette Peacock doing My Mother Didn't Teach Me to Cook. That was off of her album X Dreams. And then Bette Davis, Homestead's Bette Davis, doing They Say I'm Different off of the CD by the same name. Had a little thing going there. Both Bette Davis and Annette Peacock were married to jazz musicians, certainly in Bette Davis's case, who had a more of a reputation and certainly more of a production. But Bette was, I think, anyone who knows Miles Davis's career would say that she was a great influence on it during the short time they were together. Annette Peacock was the spouse of bass player Gary Peacock. And we started the set off with Bette Leavette doing Before the Money Came. Subtitle, The Battle of Bette Leavette. The story there is that Bette put out some singles, I think, in the late 50s, early 60s, that kind of mildly charted in the R&B charts, but didn't do much for her financial situation. They didn't hit it big. And then, I forget the details of this, but she was rediscovered back in the 90s and had some financial success then. So that's our first set of tunes by female artists. I'm going to tell you about one of our fine underwriters, and we'll do another set. Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all the stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. Okay, we all need music, don't we? We wouldn't be very well off if it wasn't for music. Or I'll just speak for myself. I would not be very well off. So, okay. We got something queued up, I hope. Oh, we do. Here it goes.